This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I'm in love with football. I love football. I can't wait till football season starts again. I love watching the game. I love the testosterone. I love just, you know, I love betting. I love football. I love it. I'm not very good with pronunciation of a lot of the stars, unfortunately, and I sometimes forget who played for who. But Brett Favre has been in the news because he reported on NBC's Megyn Kelly Today that he believes he might have had thousands of concussions and is admitting to having memory issues. Now, the three-time NFL MVP played from 1992 to 2010. And I was Minnesota Vikings quarterback, and he also played for the Packers. And 48 years old, has been an advocate for concussion research, and said he had three or four known concussions during his lengthy career, which spanned 302 regular season games and 24 in the postseason. And he told Megyn Kelly, but as we're learning about concussions, there's a term we use in football and maybe other sports that I got, quote, dinged. When you have ringing of the ears, seeing stars, that is a concussion. He says, if that's a concussion, then I've had hundreds, possibly thousands throughout my career, which is frightening. He also worries about developing CTE, or chronic traumatic encephalopathy. He says, my football career has meant a great deal to me and has provided a lot of things, a lot of joy, not only for me, but for my family. Now my family doesn't have to face the physical problems that could potentially arise or the mental problems that could, but they are directly associated with me in that regard. It's kind of a blessing and a curse. He said, I grew up playing football. My dad was a coach. He was tough on me. He was hard-nosed, just-in-your-face type of guy. He didn't know what concussions were about. We knew basically what a concussion was, but he thought that process in those days, which you would never come out of a game or practice because you had a little head ding, you would be considered, for lack of a better term, a sissy. It's true. My father would have thought the same thing. And he played soccer, headed the ball. You hit your head. In fact, I remember when we got punished, we always got, you know, smacked upside the head and, you know, head hitting walls, things like that. It was, everybody thought you had a tough skull. He said, my point in this is 30 years ago, there wasn't a problem in anyone's mind for blame football. It was just a matter of being tough and the ones who stuck it out and made the most of it. Now that we know, it has nothing to do with toughness, and that's a lot scarier. He said, so I look at my career as something wonderful. I didn't know. Had I known in year 5, I would have looked at my future a bit closer as my career unfolded. So he appeared on Megyn Kelly's program with three other retired star athletes, soccer's Abby Wambach, baseball's David Ross, Favre's fellow Pro Football Hall of Famer and former teammate Kurt Warner. All four have invested in a company developing a concussion treatment drug that has not yet been approved by the FDA. And he said he would not encourage youngsters to play football. He said the brain and just the skull itself for 8 to 15-year-olds and maybe even older is not developed enough, and they should not be playing tackle football. We should protect them, especially when there is no treatment solution out there. So, the future of football. What do you guys think? I mean, money drives everything. And the industry, the sports industry, especially football or hockey or any of them for that matter, it's huge. Okay? You just don't kill off an industry that quickly by saying one sport is too dangerous because all these sports are, there's sports. They even found cheerleaders are more at risk for head concussions
than many other sports. Why? Because they don't have any headgear. So there's an argument that a lot of these sports could be dangerous. And as a parent who has two boys, yeah, my kids are out of football. I don't see the need. It's not like they'd be good enough to go to the NFL. And even if they were, would I, as their mother, want them to put their lives on the line? Yeah, the other thing, too, is I would never want to keep my kids from an NFL career, but they would have been far from that anyway, okay? They're not, you know, they're good kids, they're athletic, but, you know. So, luckily, I won't be blamed later by my kids for keeping them from the NFL. Okay, I could just show them some reels from what, you know, what they've done. I go, really? Okay. Okay. There's no way. But some people will say, well, you know what? You know, maybe they'll be benched most of it. Maybe they'll be fifth string. Maybe they won't play. You don't understand. For practice, you're even if you aren't a starter, they still use you for practice for the other guys. So you also get injured in practice. Is it worth it? For some that say, if I could have a career, if I could say I was in the NFL, if I could have a Super Bowl ring, yeah, you only have one life to live, YOLO. So that's what the teenagers say. The teenagers don't care. Many of them are like, you only have one life to live. I would rather live my life, say that I played for the NFL, or the NHL, or the NBA, or whatever. Say I did that, and deal with the consequences, than sitting at a desk. Right? And live until I'm 90. That's how some of these kids may think. So it takes us as parents to go, yeah, you don't understand. Alright? You know, what if you get traded to the Cleveland Browns? You may never see the Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, sorry. Sorry, I got family in Cleveland. It's okay. I like Cleveland. Just the Browns. I don't know if they're ever gonna make Super Bowl anytime soon. Anyway, alright. Sorry about that. No, we got some Clevelanders out there. Hey, listen, I have family from Shaker Heights, so I'm a fan of Cleveland. Just I don't really put any money on the Browns. Okay, so we as parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, etc., we need to talk to the kids. But if the kids don't go into football, when are we going to have enough adults in football? If we don't have enough adults in football, is football going to exist later? There is no way to play the sport the way we as spectators want to see it without them getting down and dirty and without us hearing the clinks. And it's sick for us to say that, but we all saw Pro Bowl. Pro Bowl, nobody wants to watch. It's boring. So football could eventually die if we finally make a move to protect our players. 1-877-DOCTELLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Free order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
All right, guys, we are back from the Dr. Dahlia Show, on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry, using the wrong preposition there. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So a very disturbing study has come out saying 2/3 of medical research in the U.S. is paid for by drug firms who could have a financial stake in the outcomes. And we have some top medical journals being accused of, quote, skewing research by bringing in money by bribes from these drug firms. I'm just reporting this. This is pretty disturbing. I'm not sure how much truth is to this, but I'm here to report the news. They say several of the top medical journals being reported by Daily Mail in the U.S. have found to be bringing in millions of dollars from pharmaceutical companies. And 2/3 of medical research in the U.S. is underwritten by companies, totaling more than $100 billion annually. They say this is potentially problematic because companies have a financial stake in study results and thus could have an incentive to publicly report results that put them in a favorable light and conceal less flattering findings. Now, we've talked about studies and we've talked about how we've talked about how, depending on who is sponsoring the study, we may need to take it with a grain of salt. But in terms of bribes, that's a whole nother topic. They say reports have revealed that many top medical journals may be financially motivated to publish the studies that are unfairly skewed in favor of the drug firms, both through printing fees and payments to journal editors. They say journals profiting the most from their relationships with drug firms included the Journal for the American Medical Association. They say, according to this article, they get 52% of its revenue from printing studies by pharmaceutical companies. And the Journal for the American College of Cardiology, they say 35 editors earn an estimated $15 million from companies each year. They say this week, nephrologist Dr. David Fung posted a column outlining why having a research industry that's under the thumb of Big Pharma should lead the medical community to doubt evidence-based medicine. And evidence-based medicine is kind of our gold standard. And another study revealed that many of the top journal editors have received tens of thousands of dollars from pharmaceutical companies. This is a report in the British Medical Journal. They say editors are in charge not only of what studies are published in the journals, but also who the peer reviewers of studies are. Researchers from the University of Toronto examined a database with information on how much money each editor had received from industry sources. And they found that more than half of the editors of 52 journals received money from industry sources with payments averaging about $27,000 each. Nobody has ever asked me to be an editor or ever offered me money. I didn't even realize the job was out there. Now, you should get paid. If you're an editor, you should get paid. That's a lot of work. Proofreading, reviewing, making sure. I mean, editing is some tough job. In fact, I'd say $27,000 is underpayment. But where's that money coming from? When you guys read an article from JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, how much are you paying for that journal? How much are you paying to read that article? Nothing. So where's the money coming from? Advertisers. Okay. So who advertises in the Journal of American Medical Association? Movie producers? Movies? No. Who reads JAMA? Doctors. So advertising to pay for the magazine will come from most likely a company that will benefit having doctors as customers. Hence, supply companies and pharmaceutical companies. And before everybody really, really gets their panties all up in a bunch, even though, okay, there's both sides to this that we need to talk about, when you read any magazine or, you know, you or article, there are going to be ads and advertisers. Or when you watch any television show, when you watch any of the news, and you get to watch that technically for free. I know you pay your cable bill, but you're not paying CNN. You're not paying Fox News. You're not paying. But you are going to be inundated with ads. Ads make the world go round. So saying, oh my gosh, money is coming in from a pharmaceutical company into that journal. Well, duh. Somebody's going to pay for ads. I mean, does it mean that the results are skewed? That's a whole different allegation. But acting all shocked that an editor gets paid by a pharmaceutical company is, that's a no-duh moment, because who else is paying for that magazine? They say the biggest offenders were 35 editors at the American College of Cardiology. They each received, on average, $475,000 personally and $120,000 in, quote, research dollars. Now, again, I don't know what that money was spent on or if those editors of the American College of Cardiology did anything unethical with research, but they're saying that's the money they made. JAMA editors were found to have received an average of more than $6,000 directly, and $84,500 in research money. Diabetes care editors received 97,000 directly and more than 212,000 in research money. Again, I don't know how many that's split between. The study also found that only 37% of the journals had conflict of interest policies. Now, I think they all need to have a conflict of interest policy, or there has to be some sort of a, for example, anytime I give a talk, I need to always divulge if there's any financial interest or any relationship. So if I'm about to give a talk on a cholesterol medication, let's say, and let's say I worked with AstraZeneca to make that slide deck, I need to reveal that right off the bat so people know that there could be that chance of some bias. You see? So, a 2010 report from the UK found that many journals get a large portion of their income from reprints, and a pharmaceutical company will buy hundreds of copies of journal containing a report that is favorable to the company. Again, nothing horribly scary there, people. If a pharmaceutical company has, right, some data in there that makes them look good, and they want to give those reprints to doctors saying, look, this is a study in a reputable journal, yeah, they're going to buy reprints. Again, that doesn't worry me. Dr. Fung claims that journals are much more likely to publish studies done by pharmaceutical companies because they know it'll bring money from reprint fees. Well, how many other non-pharmaceutical company entities are doing research? Now, you have research from, you know, universities. There's universities doing research, so there are other research institutions. But what if some of that research, like, isn't the government researching cow farts? If the journal doesn't think it's going to sell its journal, or people will subscribe, then it's not going to get published in that journal. But studies can still get published. Okay? Like, when I pick up the Inquirer, I have to understand that is going to give me a bird's eye view of what's happening in the life of celebrities. That it may not be the whole account. It may not be what's going on in the whole entire world. Same thing with a medical journal. There are going to be studies highlighted. That doesn't mean you have to, you know, take it like the Bible. A Massachusetts medical study journal gets 23% of its income from reprints, and The Lancet 41%. They say in addition to these fees, blockbuster studies by pharmaceutical companies are more likely to be cited by other authors, giving the journals that publish them more visibility. All right, so JAMA, J-A-C-C, Journal of American, or the American College of Cardiology, Journal of Clinical Oncology, Journal of Infectious Disease, Diabetes Care, JAMA Internal Medicine, those are some of the quote-unquote worst offenders, they say. Now, what about skewed results? They say studies paid for the pharmaceutical industry are 70% more likely to show a positive result than government-funded studies. That's according to a review by Children's Hospital Boston back in 2010. They say this may be in part because findings are directly influenced by research perception. And a study out of Kent State University found that among studies of antidepressants, 36 of 37 reports with positive findings were published versus 3 of 36 of negative ones. So what they're talking about is if somebody's drug didn't work, is that pharmaceutical company going to have JAMA advertise that? So, yes, you could get a skewing, not of so much results, but of what you're being fed. But that's what media is all about. That's what's happening on TV and all that. You're getting fed what the media outlet is giving you. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, is drinking recommended for your health? We still haven't gotten a verdict on that. When I was in medical school, I asked every cardiologist, you know, when can we start telling people to drink alcohol? And nobody did. I'm noticing some of the more youthful, more recent medical students are telling patients, yeah, you can have some alcohol, it's healthy, but in my training, we were hesitant. And according to this latest study, they said there is no overall health benefits from, quote, moderate drinking. Okay, there's a difference between moderate and mild. But another study has come out saying if you drink 5 drinks a week, even 1 drink a day, that can still be bad for your health. So the average person is going, can somebody please, you know, give us some insight as to what when it comes to alcohol? Well, first, let's talk about the shortening of our life. They say consuming 5 alcoholic drinks a week could lead to an early death. So 5 glasses of wine, 5 glasses of beer could increase the risk of mortality. That study published in the medical journal, The Lancet. Now, the research analyzed 600,000 people in 19 countries and said people who drank more were more likely to suffer from a stroke, heart failure, or fatal aneurysms. And aneurysms are blood vessels that balloon out. Those could happen in the brain, those could happen in the chest and the abdomen. And it concluded that alcohol consumption limits should be lower than most official guidelines around the world. Now, in the U.S., they say men could safely drink about twice as much as women. The threshold for low-risk drinking was about 7 beers a week for men and women. 1 drink a day for women, 2 drinks a day for men. But now we're thinking about changing it. In the UK, they recently introduced new guidelines recommending that people drink no more than the equivalent of 6 glasses of wine or pints of beer each week. The CDC still say women can drink up to 1 alcoholic beverage a day, men can drink up to 2, but we believe that may change. They say the data did not show a significant difference between men and women in the amount of alcohol that can be consumed with a drop in life expectancy. So those of us women being told to drink less because we're not a man can say, woohoo, nope, we can drink what men drink. I would still caution that. This new report was published Thursday in The Lancet. They had 120 co-authors. They aggregated data from multiple studies of drinking patterns and health outcomes among nearly 600,000 people in 19 high-income countries. I do not see a pharmaceutical company attached to this, so I think it's a study that would not have that inherent bias, so everybody could relax about that with this one. So, they say the U.S. government guidelines have defined moderate drinking as 2 drinks a day for men, 1 drink for women, with a limit of 14 for men, 7 for women. Lower if you're over 65. Now, some of you will say, Dahlia, I'm good. I don't drink that much. Okay. Now, we've talked about this. Okay. Good. You don't drink that much. So you don't drink more than 1 glass of wine. Nope. Okay. So what do you do with the bottle after you pour that 1 glass of wine? Oh, no. Well, we throw the empty bottle in the garbage. The empty bottle of wine in the garbage. How many glasses of wine do you get from a bottle of wine? 6. So if you're only drinking 1 glass, who's drinking the other 5 from that bottle? Oh, we pour the bottle out into the sink and we throw. No, you don't. People do not dump wine if it's good wine. I don't like wine. I am not a wine drinker. I've had some good wine, and I'd rather have a strawberry daiquiri or a rum and coke, to be honest. I'm not really big on the whole wine thing, but I'll drink it if I have to. I mean, you know, when you go to one of these business dinners and they go, let's order a bottle of wine for the table, you know, I don't like to say no, you know, peer pressure. If I go, nah, you guys order the bottle of wine, I'll have scotch and soda chasing it with some. No, you just don't do that. You're like, it's wine. Or sometimes you go to these dinners that are paid by a pharmaceutical company sometimes. And, yeah, they're teaching you about a drug. And they go, would you like white or red wine? And you're like, well, I'll try a little of both. You're there. It's free. Why not? Problem is you don't want to drink too much because then you forget what, you know, they're pitching. Hey, there are pharmaceutical company dinners. There are. Not a lot of them, but there are. All right. So, we drink more than we think we do if you're a wine drinker. If you are in the habit of drinking a beer every day, if you're in the habit of having alcohol every day, I'm going to tell you you're drinking too much. I don't think you should be having alcohol every day. I think it's very easy to pour a little too much. I think once you have 1, it's very easy to have 2. Come home, open up some wine, get the bottle started. While you're cooking, you're drinking some wine. Then at dinner, you have some wine. Then you sit on the couch, you talk, have some more wine. Very easy to drink 3-4 glasses.
Now, I know the French. I know the Italians. I know many of them do well with drinking. But are we seeing these studies? Are we seeing studies say, no, look, they're getting cancer also. Or they're getting heart disease. Or they're getting stroke. Or they're getting aneurysm. Are they getting heart attacks, even the non-fatal ones? So we need to have a little bit more data before we tell everybody to blankly drink. Because what the data is coming out is saying is we drink too much. And alcohol isn't good for you. Although I gotta tell you, man, when I was sick as a little kid, you know, mom would give me some brandy. You know, and it would help. I don't know, the alcohol killed off the bacteria. I don't know. Yeah, a little brandy. That's good. Schnapps. All right. Doctors have long wondered why breast cancer patients are more likely to see their cancer spread within the first 18 months after a lumpectomy or mastectomy. And now we're being told that the wound healing that follows surgery may trigger the spread of your cancer. They say as the immune system works to heal the surgical scar, it may stop restraining the cancer cells that have wandered far from the tumor site, according to the study published Wednesday in Science Translational Medicine. And without this break, those cancer cells are free to grow and become new, more dangerous tumors. They say it's not the actual surgery, but the post-surgical wound response. That's according to Robert Weinberg, the paper's senior author and biologist at MIT. It is provoking already disseminated cells to begin to grow into a clinically detectable metastasis or spread. The same study says, well, what if you take an anti-inflammatory? If you take an anti-inflammatory therapy, it kept the immune break engaged in mice and prevented the spread, according to the study. So maybe it would work in people as well. Michael Retzky, an oncology researcher at the Harvard T.H. Chan Public School of Public Health and University College London, said his own research in people isn't definitive, but it has convinced him that the benefits are probably real. In one small study, they showed that for breast cancer patients who got the anti-inflammatory drug ketorolac, we've used that for orthopedic issues, etc., for a few days around the time of surgery, were 5 times less likely to have their cancer spread than people who didn't get the prescription medication. Now, surgeons don't usually give anti-inflammatory medications because you could bleed, because it could increase your risk of bleeding. But they're going to check this ketorolac and see if maybe what ends up happening is if it decreases the immune system, you could then have less of this charging. Have you guys ever gotten Toradol in an ER, a shot of Toradol? That's what they're talking about. We give Toradol in the ER. I stopped giving it because I was worried about what it did to the kidneys. There was an ER doc that said at one of his old patients a long time ago had gotten, older patients had gotten his kidney shut down. So a shot of Toradol could possibly slow down cancer spread. Very cool stuff. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Next week. Did you guys know that? I believe taxes are due on the 17th. April 15th used to always be tax day, right? And then, but April 15th falls on a Sunday. April 16th falls on Emancipation Day. So we have till April 17th to turn in our taxes. They say more than half of millennials do not know that their tax returns are due in 4 days. That's according to a study. Study of 1,000 millennials found found that many of them have no idea that next week their taxes are due. We'll talk about that in a second. But usually I like to remind you guys that there's a lot of medical expenses you could deduct. I always remind you guys every year that you can deduct medical expenses. The IRS allows you to deduct qualified medical expenses that exceed 7.5% of your adjusted gross income for 2017 and 2018. So what that means is if you make $100,000 a year, if you spend more than $7,500 on medical expenses, you could then deduct what's over that. Now, beginning January 1, 2019, all taxpayers may deduct only the amount of the total unreimbursed allowable medical care expenses for the year that exceeds 10% of their adjusted gross income. So adjusted gross income is your taxable income minus any adjustments, such as the deductions, contributions to IRAs, student loan interest, etc. So they say if you have a modified adjusted gross income of $45,000 and $5,400 of medical expenses, you would multiply $45,000 by 0.075 or 75% and find that expenses exceeding $3,300 could be deducted. That leaves you with a medical expense deduction of $2,100. So it's something, all right? This is being reported by TurboTax. Which medical expenses are deductible? We usually go over this in very discreet detail. But preventative care, treatment, surgeries, dental, vision care. You could deduct visits to psychologists, psychiatrists, prescription medications, appliances like glasses, contacts, false teeth. Hearing aids are deductible. Don't hearing aids cost a couple grand? Easy? Multiple grand. Those are deductible. But a big thing you guys forget to deduct is mileage. All right? If you went from work to the doctor's office, and then from that doctor's office you had to go to the radiology department, and then you had to drive to the lab, you could deduct all that mileage. If you're in L.A. or New York or one of these cities where you have to pay for parking, and they don't validate parking, that parking ticket is also deductible. I don't know if you could do gas, but bus fare, absolutely. Now, what you can't deduct are any medical expenses which you get reimbursed, because you can't double dip. So insurance company or employer medical expenses, like, for example, if you're reimbursed by, like, HRA, that type of stuff. If you have a cosmetic procedure, like if I get liposuction, I can't. If the liposuction was medically necessary, then maybe. But if I'm just getting lipo because I need to get lipo, which I, you know, not sure when I'm going to do that. That's kind of expensive. The problem with getting lipo is you get the fat removed somewhere, then another area gets the fat. So, the fat's going to go wherever the fat's going to go. I can lipo my whole butt. I'll just get then a large elbow, you know. So, anyway. You cannot deduct the cost of non-prescription drugs. So going to get Tylenol or some Midol, no. Can't deduct toothpaste. Can't deduct your gym membership, vitamins. Can't diet food, protein bars. Can't do that. Non-prescription nicotine products. Can't do that, I guess. So to claim, you itemize your deductions. All right. And there's actually, I believe, a Schedule A place where you can report your total medical expenses. And then you could figure out your adjusted gross income, you could itemize how much you spent, and then figure out what you could deduct. And it's pretty cool. I don't care who you use in terms of an accountant or do it yourself, but just don't forget to do that. I think we spend a lot of money on our medical stuff. You have one surgery, you have, I mean, wow. So it's a lot. I want to go back then to the millennials. Are we really looking at the majority of millennials that don't have any idea about taxes? See, I think millennials are getting such a bad rap. They say 1 in 10 millennials don't know their filing status, according to the study. Only 38% of millennials know how much of their paycheck goes to taxes. 66% had no idea when taxes were due. This is a survey conducted by H&R Block. Well, I don't know if an H&R Block are going to be attracted to any millennials as clients now. And I found that millennials, like many others, could do with a bit of brushing up on how to handle the upcoming tax season. So I've noticed that with the news. Nobody really talks about taxes. There's been a lot on Syria. There's been a lot on Putin. There's been a lot on Mueller and Comey and Pompeo and all the other stuff that's been going on in the news. No one's talking about taxes. I almost had to take a double take going, whoa, whoa, whoa. Really? They say 22% are aware of how life events, like getting married, having a child, buying or selling a home, can affect how to file taxes. Despite nearly 3 and 4% of millennials having experienced at least one of these events in the past year. The most common life events for millennials are changing jobs and working more than one job. They say filing taxes can be an intimidating process for many Americans, and a basic lack of understanding of the subject is a significant cause of stress and anxiety. Yeah, see, I never hired an accountant. I did it because I didn't make that much money. I mean, I as a resident, what, you average like $1.15 an hour? So whatever, I think I made like $32,000 that year in residency. That's all you made. I don't believe no matter what you're in residency. So if you made 30-some thousand, right, and then you write down what you paid in taxes, you just filled out the form and you were done. Then all of a sudden when you own a business, that's what's crazy. They say nearly half of all millennials have experienced stress or loss of sleep over completing their taxes. 7 in 10 millennials are worried about filing their taxes correctly. 61% still file their taxes on their own. Ah, that's where this is coming from. H&R Block may want them to hire them. Men seem to be more concerned than women. The vast majority of millennials think filing taxes is complicated. 1 in 5 find it very complicated. I think it is ridiculous the way we do taxes. I don't understand why we all just don't have, why don't we all just have the same percentage? We all pay 7%, or we all pay 10%. So if you only make $100, you only pay $7. If you, which is for, you can obviously probably get a waiver if you're only making $100 a year. Okay, my guess is, okay, you know, but you know what I'm saying. We all pay the same percentage. So wealthier people would be paying more, but they're paying the same percentage. All right, which is kind of shows some equalness to this, right? Not, all right, half of you guys don't pay taxes. The rest of the country, let's make them pay 35, 40%. It just doesn't work, right? Everybody tries to find loopholes. Weren't they talking about how Amazon got under the 11%, I think, tax category, whereas other companies were in the 35%? I'm not sure what happened with that, but, you know, we get rid of all the deductions, we get rid of all of that, and just look, everybody do their percentage. This is the money you made, this is the percentage you pay. Simple. Easy. You don't have to hire accountants. I don't want accountants going out of work, out of business. I don't want that to happen, but I'm sure they'll find jobs somewhere because they're really good with numbers. And a lot of people aren't good with numbers. They don't know what the hell to do with numbers. So, you know. All right, do your taxes, people. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.